From Spark and Anvil and Gambit Tales, this is Kester the Finisher in Chapter 1 of the Gambit Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the market town of Endby, there was a young hedgehog named Kester who had a small and unusual reputation. He was the one who finished things. Other folk in Endby were splendid at starting. The carpenter began 100 beautiful chairs. The baker mixed a dozen grand cakes. The children began races and games and elaborate plans all day long. But Endby was a town of half-done things. A chair with one leg missing, a cake left out of the oven a minute too soon, a race abandoned 2 strides from the ribbon because something more interesting came along. Kester finished. When a chair needed its last leg pegged, they fetched Kester. When a game of tag had gone on so long that everyone had forgotten who was even it, Kester was the one who calmly made the tag that ended it. He was not the fastest or the cleverest child in Endby, but he had a rare and quiet gift. He could tell, at a glance, when a thing was one move from done, and he had the steadiness to actually make that one move, cleanly, without fumbling it, without getting distracted, without leaving it 3/4 finished like everyone else. He had noticed in all his finishing something that most of Endby never learned. Being almost done is not the same as being done. A race is not won 2 strides from the ribbon. A wall is not built until the last brick is set. And the final move, the one that truly ends a thing, is not a move to rush or to fumble. It is the move to be surest of. You check it, quietly, one last time. Then you make it, and it is over. Kester had never given this a name. He simply finished what others left hanging. It would take a small wren named Pib who name it.
Pib was 7 and quick and forever leaving games half played. And one afternoon, she watched Kester end a marbles match that had dragged on for an hour by simply, calmly, rolling the one marble that knocked out the last of his rivals, click, and standing up.
"That's it?" said Pib. "You just ended it?"
"It was one move from over," said Kester, pocketing his marbles. "It had been, for a little while. Everyone else kept playing around the ending. I just made the move that finished it."
"How did you know it was the ending?"
"Because their last marble had nowhere to hide," said Kester. "It couldn't roll away. Nothing was in front of it to shield it. And I couldn't be knocked out first. Nowhere to go, no shield, no dodge. That's an ending. When all 3 are true at once, the next move is the last one."
Pib turned this over. She was a child who left everything half done, and here was a boy who could see the exact shape of finished. "You put them in checkmate," she said. She'd heard the word from a traveling player once. No running, no blocking, no trading out of it. Just done.
Kester nodded, slowly, the way he did everything final. "Checkmate," he said. "No escape, no block, no capture. When all 3 doors are shut, one move ends it. That is exactly the thing I do."
Some seasons after, a chunky, cheerful rook in a brass-buttoned waistcoat watched Kester peg the last leg into a wobbling table and set it, for the first time in a week, perfectly steady. Captain Castle introduced himself and said he ran an academy where children learn the game of 64 squares and that his students played wonderful, roaring attacks and then, at the very end, could not finish. "They get the enemy king cornered," he said, "one move from mate, and then they check it pointlessly, or grab a free pawn, or panic, and the moment slips away. They can start a storm, they cannot land the last drop of it, and I have long needed someone who knows how to make the final move." Kester tested the table. It did not wobble. "I have spent my life," he said, "finishing what other folk leave 3/4 done. I should be glad to teach a child to land the last move."
The chessboard, Kester found, was Envy's market square, with all the half-done things swept away. He met his first class on a keen morning. Captain Castle set a position where the black king was hemmed against the edge of the board, and the children saw at once that it was in trouble, but they dithered, checking here, grabbing there, unsure.
"It's nearly over, isn't it?" said a fox in a green scarf. "But which move?"
Let us check the three doors, calmly. Door one, escape. Can the king run anywhere? He touched each neighboring square in turn. Every square around it is either off the board or covered by us. No escape. Door two, block. If we check it, can anything of theirs step in the way? He traced the line. Nothing can reach in between. No block. Door three, capture. Can they take the piece that gives the check? He looked. It is defended. They cannot capture it. He met the fox's eyes. No escape, no block, no capture. All three doors are shut. He lifted his queen and set it down once with a soft and final click, delivering the check. So this is the last move. It is over. The room was still. The fox in the green scarf wrote, no escape, no block, no capture. Then it is the last move in her notebook and did not underline it because some things do not need underlining. Captain Castle, in the doorway, was quiet for a moment, out of respect for the ending.
He still finishes things around the town, a chair, a cake, a game gone long. But when the lessons end and the children have gone home, Kester studies the folded board the way he studies any nearly done thing in Endby, asking, with his quiet steadiness, whether the three doors are truly all shut, and whether this is the move that ends it. Sometimes the fox with the notebook stays behind and asks, how do you stay so calm at the very end, Kester? Doesn't your heart race? And Kester will settle himself the way he settles a wobbling table and say, the end is not the time to hurry. It is the time to be sure. Before the last move, check the three doors. Can the king escape? Can anything block? Can they capture the checker? If all three are shut, the move is real, and you may play it slowly and gladly. Do not fumble the finish. A thing almost done is not done. Land the last move cleanly and let it be over. The fox writes it down. Kester watches her and feels, in a way he would never say out loud, the deep, level calm of someone who has, once again, actually finished the thing. He closes the board. He walks home through Endby, past 100 half-done chairs, unbothered, because tomorrow he will finish some of those too.
You've been listening to A Spark in Anvil chapter, written by the Spark in Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark in Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Kester the Finisher. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.